Here it is played now to Marnie. Gives it on to Moses.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's a good one.
Oh, he's got that. He's got that.
Easy catch.
Look at the pat. What's the speed here, boys?
He skips across field. Burns off.
That's quality.
Then throws to Adokar. Adokar puts the foot down. Got away from a third. Now inside. And then the pass to Olin. Olin putting the foot down. 20 to go. 10 to go. Brown got him. Dylan Brown, brilliant.
Under the punt.
1 meter out. Adokar backs back, throws it on to Hughes. Hughes on the Munster. Long pass. Max King bumps off Jennings. Then throws it back to Brandon Smith. Carves back to the left. Straightens. Drop down. Well, this is great defence by Parramatta.
Where's Munster?
Now it's played here to Kenny Bromwich. Oh. He throws it left to Asma Solomona. He bumps his way to the line. They can't stop the big Godzilla. It's 30 to nil.
The back of a lovely play on the back of a nice kick return from Ryan Papenhuyzen. I think that might sew up almost the man of the match, Wendell.
Yeah.
And he got on the outside of his man. He just looked so threatening with his used his speed. He gave it to Adokar, who was then able to get to a two-on-one with the fullback in Ferguson who came across. Now he gave it to Olam. All Olam had to do then was sort of start heading towards the corner, but he came in trying to bring it under the post, and that gave Dylan Brown, who was gallant with a nice chase, the opportunity just to get across and get him around the legs. But so for Solomona, well, he's carrying on after he scores. He's got up after what was a nice, strong try through the middle to finish this game off. And he's given the Parramatta fans in the corner, there's about 30 of them, the big shush finger.
Haven't they suffered enough?
Like, I mean, I don't know what that's about. But anyway, enjoy the moment.
I love it. It's all good. It's what it's about. Villains and heroes. We love it. And tonight, the Melbourne Storm... Jeez, there's plenty of heroes out there.
They must have given it to him, and he must have good ears. So, kick at goal here. We'll make it 32-0. But that's good heart shown by the Eels. I know there's not much to come out of this for them, but Dylan Brown's chase.
Yeah.
That was something to save up, but in the end, they just couldn't hold on.
Where did Wendell go?
He's gone in to say congratulations to Craig Bellamy.
Okay.
I believe. Has he? He's left. Either that or he's gone to the toot. Bellamy is intently looking at the TV screen here. I think there's some stats on there. And the kick is good. It's 32-0, and that is the full-time score. They just do it over and over and over again. Yet another preliminary final for the mighty Melbourne Storm. It was a clinic tonight at Amy Park. And the Parramatta Eels season comes to an end. Their high point was last week, a record finals win over the Broncos. But tonight they are in a different class. They are in Group 1 company. And the Melbourne Storm, well, they are the Cox Plate champions of our competition. But next week, what a game. Melbourne, Roosters, SCG. It doesn't get better than this.
Mate, Bellamy has got... got the poker face on.
We thought you went in there to congratulate
him. Nah, but I'm pretty confident, but I'm not that confident to do that. Even with Bellamy,
That is Melbourne's fifth straight preliminary final, and they'll be playing for a fourth straight grand final. In the salary cap era, that is insane.
Phenomenal. And even there was a lot of Melbourne Storm fans who said, mate, put Brodie Croft back because, you know, it didn't work with Jerome Hughes. But Bellamy, he backs what he does. Backs his team, yeah.
It is their first preliminary final outside of Melbourne since 2008. They've been in Melbourne all those years. They're going up to Sydney this time. What about the start of the game from this man? He set this place alight. Josh Adokar with you, Emma Lawrence.
He certainly did. Congratulations, what a performance. What do you think Bellyache's going to be most pleased about with that performance?
Definitely our defence. We spoke about starting well. I thought we started well. We just need to fix a few things up on in good ball, but... yeah, it was good. It was good. Thanks, my brother. Thank you.
And it's always nice when you're up against a good friend. Must have felt nice that first try, getting it over Fergie Ferg.
Yeah, it's pretty funny playing against him, but he's a true competitor, and he definitely brings the best out in me. So it was a good win tonight. It's not the end, but on to the next.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Fox, it's Del here, mate. Geez,
Come on, bro.
Mate, here you going? Good, bro. That try was unbelievable, the first one. Yeah. And the second one was good too. But just a really good team effort, mate. In these conditions, mate, you just took them apart, didn't you, Zerly?
Yeah, it's... I seen it on your Instagram. It was raining, and then it was sunny, and then it was raining. So to put a performance like that, especially in these conditions, it's you know, it just goes to show what we can do when we're switched on. And you know, we've got a big game next week against the Roosters. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Mate, what sort of boot size do you wear? Someone like you with that speed, what do you wear?
Size 11 team.
Thank you. Hey, Fox Gersey, brother, congratulations. It would have been a tough week for you. You know, you don't make a lot of errors, and you came up with that play at the back end of last week. So important for you to start the game, I'd imagine, from a personal perspective. And, you know, you went on with it. You must be happy with the way that you've come back this week.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was completely shattered. That's, you know, last week, something like that hasn't happened to me before, but... that's footy, mate.
Yep.
It could have happened to anyone else, but it happened to me, so it was important for me to move on and do better for my team, and it's a good stepping stone now, so, yeah.
Well, you did well, mate. Yeah, you're brilliant tonight. Mate, congratulations.
Hey, you're more than brilliant. You're deadly tonight.
Thanks, Brass. Thank you.
Well done. Yeah. Nice shout-out, Carl. Superb tonight. Interesting scenes here. Real devastation for the Parramatta Reels. Murata Neokoro was not just in tears, but had burst into tears. And was it Manu Ma'u who leaves the club after Nerdine? I think he was emotional as well. It's been a roller coaster this year for Parramatta.
Yeah.
The highs and the lows have been so far apart, and like that, no other club in this competition this year.
And Dan, it kind of just sums them up as a team, doesn't it? I mean, the best is, you know, we saw last week, yeah. It's an 8, it's a 9. And the good sides, their worst then is a, you know, 6.5, maybe 7, 7.5. But... for the Eels, well, their worst is still down around a 4 and a 5, and they need to bridge that gap if they're going to compete on a consistent level with these guys.
Ryan Pappenhausen with you, Em.
Ryan, congratulations. Into a prelim final. How does it feel?
It's pretty crazy that we just come and we knew we needed to start well, and we did that, and then we addressed at halftime that we needed to keep on with the job, and at this time of the year, that's what you need to do, and especially next week against a good Roosters outfit. So it was good little warm-up thing for next week, but we had to work hard all week to get that result as well.
And on a personal note, can you believe that you're now into a prelim final against the Roosters when at the beginning of the year you were probably the third string fullback here at the Melbourne Storm?
Yeah, I haven't really had time to think about it, so I don't know, I'm just soaking it up, and I'll have time to think about it in the off-season, but I just want to do what I need to do for the team now, and I'll focus on that after, so...
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Pap, it's Wendell Saylor, mate. Mate, look, everything you're doing is class at the moment, but I just love this Storm. Last week, you got into that unrest with Canberra, but tonight, you just came here to do your job, and you did more than that tonight.
Yeah, we needed to fix up our attack during the week. I don't think we were complacent last week. It was just our few touches in attack that we just needed to complete and make the most of those opportunities in finals, because they don't come often. So I think we did that well tonight and just made sure we had heaps of variation and we were just working hard. And we did work hard all week. We had a few extra sessions. So we'll do that all the way to the grand final, hopefully, now. We've got a big game next week.
It's been an amazing couple of months for you, Ryan. What do you enjoy most about this whole little journey you're on?
Just the group of lads I get to play with, I think. It's pretty special. I sort of pinch myself that I'm playing with Jesse Bromwich and Cameron Smith still. So it's all that's pretty surreal, and it just goes to show that they're pretty experienced in this environment, finals footy. So I'm just going to ride off the back of that and learn everything I can.
But also, I think you've got a wonderful mentor other than Craig Bellamy to get to work with Billy Slater. Mate, must be good for you too, mate.
Yeah, he's watching me right now, so I better say something good.
Still good, mate.
But he's been unreal. He sort of he cuts up video for me. He's still. Pretty much acts like he's playing. He just sort of gives me all the information. I pick out what I sort of need to do, which is pretty much everything. But yeah, he's been unreal for us, and hopefully he comes around next week to help me out as well.
Good man.
Well done,
we'll
mate.
See you next
well
week.
Well
done,
Ryan.
CG.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
One that one. Mouth-watering matchups next week. Pappenhausen and Tedesco.
Yeah.
You got Munster and Smith
Mitchell.
against Keary and Kronk, and you throw in Jerome Hughes there as well. But then. The wingers, Vunivalu and Adokar against Tupou and Brett Morris. You got the centres, Olam and now Curtis Scott. I think we can assume he'll be the centre next week against Joey Manu and Latrell Mitchell.
And Jake Friend's a big chance of being back too.
I'm told, if he's fit,
he'll play. Yeah, that's Trent Robinson for you.
Yeah, and Verrills would come in off the bench. And then you've got Asifa Solomona and Bromwich, Jesse, up against a Warea Hargreaves-less
Roosters front row, Liu and Taukeiaho, the likely starting prop. So there's a lot to like if you're a Melbourne fan listening. Reid Marnie, what a terrific season he had. It ended tonight, but there's a lot to be proud of, and he's with Emma Lawrence.
There certainly is, Reid. I know you're disappointed, and we can see it, but it's such a great season from where you guys were last year to turn it around. You must be proud of everything you guys were able to do this season.
Yeah, obviously, November 1 came around, and the club and the players, we had a lot of things that we had to look at them in the mirror and really change some things, playing group and on the staff. So, we gave it all tonight, and probably in the first half, we did everything opposite to what we said to do. And once again, Melbourne were too good for us tonight, and I'm super proud of the boys. And it's been a great year, but very disappointed tonight.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Reid, what did you learn? Obviously, coming down here was always going to be a really difficult task. What did you kind of learn from what the Melbourne Storm did tonight?
Oh, obviously, they knew we start fast, and when we start fast, we usually play really good footy, and they started fast, got on the front foot, and I think in the first half we had three sets, and any game, any football tide you verse, you can't have three sets of the football, and semi-final football against Melbourne Storm like that, you can't put up a first half performance like that, but I think everyone in the whole team, we learned something tonight, and we'll look back at that, and 2020, here we come.
Mate, Reid, mate, you've been an outstanding Wendell Sale here, mate. Mate, can I ask you, did you say anything to Cameron Smith, or you just got in his face and he didn't like it?
No, obviously, we had a bit of a plan of the kick pressure. He's obviously their main kicker, and I got held of him and took him to ground, and he didn't like it. So just at half time, he said, yeah, you got me. So it didn't help him being off. But
beautiful.
It's just a bit of niggle, and that's footy, mate.
I think it's good respect to you too, because you're the next generation coming through, mate. So keep working hard. Have a good off-season, mate, and you'll be back bigger and better next year.
Thanks, mate.
Well done. Great 2019. Yeah. Reid Marnie.
He was very good.
Who had only played 9 first-grade games before this season. It's the fourth time, by the way, that Melbourne have kept a team scoreless in the finals. They did it a couple of years ago against the Broncos here in a prelim final, 30-0. They did it against the Sharks in 2008 at the football stadium, 28-0. They did it in 2007 against the Broncos, 40-0 at the old Olympic Park. And tonight, fourth time they've done that. We've got some details here because some of our audience is going to leave us. So just confirming, Friday night, Canberra versus South, 7:50 at GIO Stadium. And Saturday night, Roosters, Melbourne. That is the 7:50 game. There is an NRLW game, Broncos and the Warriors at 5:05. I'll just read this for those that might be thinking of making the trek to Canberra or to the SCG. Ticketed members prices start from $20 for adults, $50 for families. Tickets will go on sale to ticketed club members at 10 a.m. on Monday, while tickets for non-ticketed members will be on sale at 1 p.m. And for NRL.com members at 4 p.m. on Monday, and then tickets go to the general public, whatever's left over, 10 a.m. on Tuesday. So there we go. That just about does it. What a weekend we've got coming up. Canberra South on Friday night, and then AFL Grand Final day. It's Richmond versus GWS. We'll be taking that across the country, obviously, and then we'll be off to the SCG once that's done for the Melbourne Storm and the Sydney Roosters.
Top four playoff, Dan. Again, a side hasn't been able to come from the bottom four of the top eight and be successful this year. So it just goes to show in the offseason how important it is to qualify in the top four.
It's becoming a real trend. So we've got one more segment, but some of you are going to leave.
Oh, I thought that was our big finish.
I know. You're pumped up. But we'll be quick after the break. Yeah. Gerds, Wendell and Emma and Dan, we say farewell to our Melbourne audience and to some other stations. But for everyone else, we'll be back on the other side of this to wrap it up as Triple M rocks the final.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Storkow coming out, creating a 2-on-1.
Oh, yeah.
He's away.
He gets away from Ferguson. Steps in.
Oh!
Comes to Gunderson. Beats him as well. Defence converging. And O'Carr goes for the line. Oh. No! He's caught short. Gets up. Goes again. And gets over. One of the great finals tries. Josh and O'Carr.
Triple M rocks the footy. This half for the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton. Triple M footy. Let's go! For Ream Hot Water.
A clinical performance by the Storm. 32-0 over Parramatta. That was your full-time score here at Amy Park. 21,000 the crowd. You got Ryan Girdle, Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence and Dan Ganane wrapping things up as the Storm complete a lap of honour, which they do at the end of every season. once they play their final game here. And this was a week early for Melbourne. I was supposed to be here next week, but last week's loss to Canberra took care of that. But plenty of people have stuck around. There's still hundreds of fans here wishing their team all the best. 21 wins and 5 losses this season. I'm looking here at the Ladbrokes odds. Roosters $1.53, Melbourne $2.50.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. Now, no Jed Weir Hargraves. Oh, man, I reckon I'll give Storm a chance. I'm not, you know, they're entitled to be favourites, the Roosters, but there's something. I know we all think that the Roosters at the SCG, I think they've only lost one set this year. That was against South Sydney in the first game. Yeah, I just think with Jared Weir-Hargraves in that first 20, 30 minutes of that first half, he sets the standard. But you know what? They got a lot of good talent there. Friend will be back. Takiyaho will be there.
Their record, sorry, without him, I just want to get this stat.
43%, isn't it?
The last 6 years, I think it's 6-13 when he's not there. 6-13. So what is that, 35% or yeah, something? Sorry, Gerds. Yeah.
On the other side of the draw, Wendell, do you think it gives the winner of that game in Canberra on Friday night a little bit of an advantage going in to the grand final, given the fact that so much is going to go into the preparation, the execution of winning this game on Saturday night? Does that take a little bit off possibly the performance in a grand final when you need to get so far up to get into the grand final?
Yeah, mate, you're right. Mate, and then, you know, we know it. Everyone's saying Canberra's got the easier side now that Melbourne have, you know, got beaten last week. But yeah, but they're gonna put so much into the Roosters and Melbourne, and there's a good rivalry there. You know, you put so much into it, and then you got to reset yourself for that week. So, and they're gonna take so much out of one another.
The other game, Canberra South, the Ladbrokes. Well, I wonder if someone's listening to us, because Melbourne have just tumbled into $2.45. So that $2.50's been gobbled up quickly at Ladbrokes.
Double.
Canberra $1.38, South $3. So I think the punters are thinking along you, Gertz, because I don't think you give South much of a chance down there in the capital.
What's the price on that?
$1.38, $3, and Melbourne $2.45. So Ladbrokes are saying Melbourne are a much better chance of upsetting the Roosters than South are of upsetting Canberra.
That's why they're making all the money, Dan.
Did you know no side that's won the minor premiership that have lost in week one have then won the comp?
Ever. So,
no, since in the NRL era.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
That's 22 years.
Yeah.
Beautiful, yeah.
Well, that's it.
So Melbourne history says the Storm can't
finished.
Win it.
They're finished. It's all over.
But records are there to be broken.
They are.
Ryan, good.
Like Roosters going back to back. Be great to have them join us at the Broncos over the years.
Does she, does she put that voice on Saturday Triple M NRL?
Yeah.
That sort of leans in and does
school,
the husky.
No, it's the school principal voice.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. All it needed was a wagging finger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Come on, Wendell.
What? I'll
end this broadcast right now. Now, we're not allowed to have the camera on here anymore.
I know.
And that's to your benefit.
Why is that?
Well, because the broadcaster said you don't have the rights to put a camera
up. Oh, people blowing up.
No.
But you're not broadcasting the game.
No, I shouldn't have brought it up.
Okay.
I think we're just about done. What were your impressions, Em?
The Storm were incredible, weren't they? Just from the get-go, and you just got the feeling that nothing was going to go right for the Eels. And you said it before the game, Gerds, but if they were going to be behind, they didn't have the experience and the senior players to be able to withstand that pressure. But probably my favourite part of the game was sitting just a couple of metres in front of Barb Smith and just seeing her. If you think bellyache sort of rides the highs and the lows, watching her was incredible. And when got binned.
Did she have a ring on?
I couldn't see that closely.
But
when
Cam
got binned. That close, it's 15 grand.
Cam got binned, she stood up, she threw her hands up, and she was like, you know, screaming, what was that for? And then I kept looking back to see her reaction, and she obviously noticed that I kept staring at her. And we kind of caught eyes, and I thought, oh, she knows. So then I thought I better stop looking at her. I look like a creep.
I remember in Queensland camp, I was in there to do some stuff with them, and I remember that Cam Smith got interviewed, and I was talking to him about critics and that. He goes, my harshest critic is Barb. She's the one that just lets me know if I've played good or what I've done and that. So, yeah, they've been together since I think 14 or 15.
Yeah, when he missed all the kicks, she was shaking her head and everything like that. So I thought she'd probably give it to I was going to say give it to him tonight, but I didn't want you to take that the wrong way.
Oh, you people are filthy. Is this the sort of gear you do on a Saturday afternoon?
No, I don't know.
This is disgraceful.
Get stuck
That's
into
it.
Tonight.
I'm ending this broadcast.
Yeah, but why do you look at me like that?
Thank you, Gerds.
Thank you, Dan.
Friday night.
Let's do it.
Canberra.
Can't wait.
The clap
And the Viking clap. Wendell Saylor, thank you.
Well done.
Emma Lawrence.
You bring...
You're a bad influence.
Yeah.
You're a very bad influence. No videotaping tonight of post-show activities. This has been a fun night.
Well,
hang on, what was that?
Oh, no, I'm in, but...
Melbourne Storm 32, Parramatta 0. It's been a long year. Here are the highlights. Yeah. We'll see you on Friday night at Canberra Stadium. Triple M rocks the footy.
Let's do it.
CBUS Super, with insurances that protect building and construction workers.
Getting us underway. Knockout football live on Triple M.
Stormcat coming out, creating a 2-on-1.
Oh, yeah.
He's away.
He gets away from Ferguson. Steps in.
Oh.
Comes to Gutherson. Beats him as well. Defence converging. And O'Carroll goes for the line. Oh. No. He's caught short. Gets up. Goes again. And gets over. One of the great finals tries. Josh and O'Carroll. Here's Smith. Throws to the right to Munster. Munster to Pappenhausen. And cut it off. Easy 2-on-1. Lovely pass. Suey! He gets over. That's just beautiful from Melbourne. Cam Smith dummies inside. Floats. Then a little grubber. Here comes Munster. Munster gets there first and grounds it. 20 out. Short side they go. Here's Hughes with a chip kick towards the wing. Oh, Vunivalu. Tackle here for the Storm. Their centre field. Cam goes left as he floats into the left side of Munster. Snaps in a kick. It's got some heat on it. But O'Carr gets there first. It's another one for the Storm.
Oh, mate, Cam Smith has just swung a punch and it's hit.
What have you
Reed.
Seen him?
I think he's punched him in the head.
Reed Marnie.
Well, he's going to get 10 minutes.
He's striking to the face with a slap. Okay.
Oh. 410th game. Wow. And he's off to the sin bin for the second time. Little trick play here for the scrum. It comes to the short side. Hughes to Pappenhausen. Yeah. Plants it down. Does a forward roll. That is the end of the Eels. Their season is over. Melbourne, they're putting the foot down. They've got no one left on the bench, Parramatta. Now it's played here to Kenny Bromwich. Oh. He throws it left to Asma Solomona. He bumps his way to the line. They can't stop the big Godzilla. Is good. It's 32-0, and that is the full-time score.
For McDonald's, this is Triple M Footy.